Last week I talked about the generosity of God and how He calls us to be generous, especially in being Eucharistic and giving who we are. This week we have to ask ourselves what truly makes us distinctive and different as Catholic from the rest of the Christian world or the rest of the secular world or the rest of so-called God-believing world. To us, it all boiled down to the Eucharist, in knowing that Christ truly gave us His body, His blood. And this is not just something symbolic or not something historical, but this is truly His body and blood, soul and divinity, every time we receive Him at Mass. Jesus today in John chapter 6, verse 24 to 35, had truly said that whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. My brothers and sisters, living and working with a lot of young people, they're very smart, and some of them are very capable of their ability to achieve a professional level and quality of life. But yet, all of us at humanity all fall short, because when we are finite, we have our limitation and our imperfections. Therefore, at the end of the day, by just depending on our own ability, we will fail. And sometimes all of those failures, even when we tried hard, will create a lot of resentment, a lot of frustration, and a lot of anger at times. Because if we try hard and things don't go our way, we just become very negative in our thought, in our spirit, in our way of thinking, as well as in our actions as well. And that's what exactly what we hear in Exodus today from the first reading, that when people didn't get what they wanted, when they were tried, when they were tested, and when they were removed from their own natural habitat and environment, they begin to grumble against the Lord because they didn't want to live in the desert, because they were removed from their comfort zone, because they were lacking in the things that they were used to. Therefore, they grumble. They became negative. They begin to distrust in God. And we too, in our own lives, at times when we think when things don't go our way, we begin to let go. We begin to let all these natural human negativities begin to eat us alive. But yet, at those times, the Lord reminds us that He will continue to provide for us in ways that are not necessarily comfortable for us, but in ways that will feed us and nourish us, my brothers and sisters. But much more than just giving us what we want or nourishing us bodily, physically, or humanly speaking, He nourishes us with our very own soul as well, by giving us His very own self, His body, His blood, His soul, His divinity, through the sacrament of the Eucharist. My brothers and sisters, that's why Jesus said very clearly today, do not work for the food that will perish, but for the food that endures for eternal life. Do not seek the things that will perish, but seek the things that endures. My brothers and sisters, in my own life, as a person and as a priest, I have seen so many people losing their sanity, losing their peace, losing who they are because they want to chase after things that continue to change or whatever this world wants them to be. But at the end of the day, St. Paul reminds us in the second reading that we are called to put on a new self because we have been created anew, not only through the sacrament of baptism, but we are being renewed every time we go to confession, every time we receive the reconciliation and forgiveness from the Lord. My brothers and sisters, we must no longer live a life like everyone else do, but a life of how we have learned from Christ Himself. We need to take on Christ. We need to become more Christ-like And we need to let whatever this world wants to deceive us be let go, so that we can be renewed in mind and spirit, put on our new self each and every day, created in God's way of righteousness and holiness of truth. We're not somehow better than other people because we're this or that. We are who we are because Christ had never abandoned us. Christ had always loved us. Christ had always provided for us. Christ had given us his own body, his own blood. So therefore, my brothers and sisters, I end this homily by asking you three questions. First, what are you working for in this life? For the things of this world? For your own personal satisfaction and achievement? Or are you working and chasing and desiring and yearning for the things of heaven? Second, are you putting on your own ego-centered self, egocentric way? Or are you putting on Christ? Are you allowing all the achievements and the things that this world tell you and I that we need to be and put those facades on first? Or are we willing to strip them off in order to let Christ be our life? Who are we putting on? Who are we letting be the center of our life so that we can radiate this love? And third, and last of all, are we still hunger and thirst for the things of this world? Or are we hungry and thirsty for Christ? Today, St. Ignatius of Loyola, whom we celebrate, and tomorrow, another wonderful saint that I love, Ignatius and Alphonsus de Liguori. Two different personalities, two different backgrounds, but two have the same great love for Christ that they were able to let go of all of their past in order to found two religious communities in order that evangelize, that preach the gospel, and also help people to discern who they are in the face of this world. Who they are in Christ Jesus, who they are as beloved sons and daughters of God. Ignatius, Alphonsus, us, we're all called to radiate Christ. We're all called to discern all things in Christ. We're all called to preach the gospel so that the good news set us free. We're all called because we have been loved by him. Because we are his disciples, because we are Christian. Therefore, at the Eucharist, at this Mass, may we recognize that we depend on him, and only he can nourish us deep from within, so that when we receive the Eucharist, we can truly call out, "My Lord and my God, I love you."